like life getting in the way of worship. How easy we are distracted, right? How you're thinking you're going down one route and boom, something else is going on. Anybody have that happen during your Lenten challenges these past week? Yep. Huh? Okay, one honest person in the group. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. All right, we're good. We're checking here. But you know what? We are in Lent, right? And we have 40 days. We're counting down. It's getting to be less and less each day as the days go by, right? And you're taking something away and adding one thing each day, correct? Right? Okay. So somebody's doing that with me. All right, very nice. Beautiful. But we want to grow spiritually, don't we? And we do want to be more like Christ, right? And we want to grow in our faith walk, and in not only what we believe, but what we do. Putting faith in action, becoming more, doing more in a Christ-like manner. And it does take spending time alone away with God to find that missing piece for your life. And sometimes you have missing pieces for those of you that play puzzles or mess with puzzles, right? You ever have a situation where the cat or the dog or somebody somewhere took that piece away from you, right? And you're like, no wonder this thing can't be put back together because I can't find that piece, that missing piece. And we often think in life, if we could just find that missing piece in life, we could just, you know, that one relationship, that one situation, that one new job, that one event. We sometimes think, if I could just find that missing piece, I'd be happy. I'd be okay. I'd be at peace. But that's not what I'm talking about this morning, because if you notice in your bulletin, the title of the sermon is The Missing Piece, P-E-A-C-E, which is by far more important than any missing pieces that you think you can fit into your life that are going to make a difference. Because we can try all kinds of methodologies to try to make our life better, but until we have the peace that passes all understanding, which only comes from God, and we have that peace permeating every relationship that we're in, especially our relationship with ourselves or others, that's the real missing piece that brings all the other pieces of the puzzle together, spiritually speaking. Thus, that's the reason that, and as part of Lent, I want to give you some great tips this morning. There's going to be really like four, because one of them's three, but then there's a fourth one I think I'm going to start with. So there's going to be four things I want you to begin to do. If you do these four things, and you can do these four things for the next few days if you like, or you can pick one of them and do it a day, however you want to do this, because this is your Lent, you know? I'm just giving you strong suggestions that are powerful. I mean, strong in that way, right? Okay, beautiful. So the first thing, as a song was singing earlier, when it said there, I delight in the Lord with all my heart, all my soul. As I wait on the Lord, I grow stronger. As I wait on the Lord, I become more peaceful or at peace, don't we, right? Oddly enough, you know, our singers did not know that that song would fit beautifully with the first scriptures I want to give you this morning, which has everything to do with how you find peace in your life. Wouldn't you like more peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on around you or outside of you, no matter what distraction come your way, no matter what circumstances, events transpire, no matter whatever's happening, you can still be at peace. That's what I want for all of you in this Lenten season. So, Psalm 62, verse 5 says, I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. So I wait how? Quietly. This is where it gets a little difficult for us busy bees, right? For most of us, if you're like me, my mind is always on. It's always moving. Thoughts are always happening. Anybody else have those kind of life things going on where you're thinking? Okay, right. Okay. So you know that, right? How are we gonna have peace though and get hope? And I look at this in another version of the Bible that I picked out. It says, wait calmly. Calmly. So you're quiet and calm. Because if your hope is in God, right, you can be at peace no matter what's happening, right? Amen. If your hope is in God and nothing is impossible with God and God can see you through no matter what. Remember, Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights, just him and God. What was he doing? Waiting on God. Being with God. When we wait on God, that means we're sitting with God and waiting for God to act on our behalf. So we're calm and we're quiet. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but my waiting is more like, come on, God, come on, God, come on, God, God. Hey, God, hey, God, hey, God, hey, ho, God, 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 come on, get the movie. Hey, could you think about this? Did you think about that? Did you fix this? Can you fix that? Can you do this? God, 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 come on, come on, come on, get going. I got this problem. I got this problem. They have a problem. They have a problem. She has a problem. He has a problem. We have a problem. God, 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 what are you doing, God? Wow. Don't you feel bad for God? For and me too. Yeah, right, exactly. Aren't you glad you're not me? See, there is hope for you yet, right? But that's not exactly waiting on God. How? Quietly? Calmly? You see, the interesting thing is if you have hope in God, what does that mean? You have faith and hope. The Bible tells us that we have hope. Faith is believing in things we can't see yet, right? That's what faith is. And it's the hope of those things happening. So we have hope. We believe they're going to happen. Nothing is impossible with God, so therefore we can have hope. If we have hope in God, then what happens? We can be calm. We can be quiet. Now, if you're still stuck with that and you get afraid in the process, that's where the waiting happens. Waiting for God. Now, if you're like me, type A personality again, I'm not a good waiter. Another honest person in the room. It's like, especially if you're a person that has, you know, deadlines and things of that nature, or things that are set in your mind of when something's supposed to happen or when somebody's supposed to do something, you have expectations, right? When someone's supposed to get better or someone's supposed to change or something's supposed to go on and you've got a deadline. And so now when you're waiting for God to get to that deadline, what are you saying to God? It's 10:44, God. You have 1 minute. At 10:45, I'm looking at my watch. 10:45, that's when I want. 10:45, you hearing me, God? 10:45, I want this problem solved. It's 10:44 still. Why is this watch? Something's wrong with this watch. It hasn't moved. 10:44 still. 10:40. And the problem hasn't been solved yet. Is that waiting? Calmly. Quietly. So you know what it looks like, right? Do you recognize yourself in this? Because it's not just about me, is it? I'm just giving you examples of how we humans sometimes, as much as we have faith and hope in God, we can be a little impatient with God, can't we? So we want to learn. One of our Lenten challenges is, as the Psalm 46 says, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. If you know who God is and if you're still, being still and waiting calmly and quietly, does that bring you peace?
Absolutely.
I mean, back to God, 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 how peaceful does that look? Not too peaceful. Which is more important, the solving of the problem or being at peace? Because listen, you being agitated or me being agitated and trying to hurry along the answer and or bug God, that does not solve the problem any quicker. Tapping our foot, where is he? Where? It's 10:46, the problem solved. Good, we're good, yay! No, he hasn't solved it yet. Our peace is so valuable. That learning to wait on God for the answers to come and trusting him enough to believe, I don't know what the answer is going to be, I don't know when it's coming, but you know what? My peace is more important than that problem being solved even. Finding a way to just calmly wait and be at peace with that. That's the missing piece for all of our lives, to learn that, because otherwise it messes up us up internally and spiritually as well. How can you have hope when you're impatient? You're not really, you want your outcome, right? You want God to do it your way. God is sovereign. God knows a plan, a best plan for us all. So, one of the missing pieces is this, Psalm 62. I will wait quietly. Quietly. Shh. Quietly before God. And calmly. I'm going to be calm. I know God's in control. I trust God. I'm going to stay calm. That brings me peace. Now, let's talk about relationships for just a second, if I may. Most of us have relationships with other people. Some of the times, those relationships come into conflict, don't they? Sometimes it's because they don't do things our way. And we know our way is the right way. And if... And first of all, I already mentioned that God would do things our way, right? Everything would be fine. You know, we want to take... No. You don't get peace by trying to be God, because you are not God. You get peace in accepting God's will. That's how you find peace, knowing that God is still good. But here's the thing. Remember I told you I'm going to give you four things. So the first thing is waiting quietly. I'm going to give you three more things that I want you to learn to do in your relationships. How many of you would like less conflict in your relationships with others? All right. My wife's waving her hand way back there. Okay. All right. In James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, my dear brothers and sisters, number one, be quick to listen. Two, slow to speak. Three, slow to get angry. Amen. So we're going to be quick, slow, slow. Quick to, listen. Slow to, speak. Slow to. Uh-oh. Is that going to bring you peace? Well, oh, no. Here we go. Now, see, you're not listening. No, no, no. Just think of it this way. If somebody said something to you and you stopped and listened before you jumped to answer, right? Proverbs 10:19 says, a person who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet. You like that proverb, don't you? Proverbs 15:28 says, good people think before they answer. But others don't, and that's what causes them trouble. So we're going to be quick to, slow to, speak, quick, slow to, get angry. How many times would conflicts be dissolved, or not even start, if you really listened to try to understand what the other person was saying? How often do we listen so we can answer, right? I mean, that's anybody here ever buy a car from somebody? And yeah, and the salesperson, you say to the person what you want, and you know you say, well, I don't want that, and not this is too high. And usually what happens? Yeah, you try to. Yeah, what do you mean you? They. Do they not answer just boom right back with their pat answer? Right. Well, this is the great car because of blah, 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 blah. Not even listening to what your real reason or concern might be about a specific car, right? Now, how does that feel when you're in that kind of relationship with that person? Not exactly wanting to participate in purchasing from that particular person, right? But if somebody listened to your real concerns that you might have, let's say, for example, you were really concerned about safety for a car, and they start talking to you about, listen to the radio. Oh, boom, turn it up. It sounds really great, doesn't it? Did they understand what you said? No. How does that make you feel? As though you're in conflict, right? They don't care about you. Well, think about that in terms of relationships with each other. If someone's talking to you and you're right away thinking about something else or how to just answer them with your pat answer, or you're going to fix it for them, how many of us just like to jump into, like, here's what you need to do. Do this. Here's how you handle that. Does that bring peace to that relationship? Usually the person that isn't understood feels as though they haven't been heard. They feel that you haven't really, you don't care. And then they don't really know that you understand them at all. So sometimes they have to explain what it is. And before you know it, you got what? Oh, conflict. Here's the thing about waiting. Remember it said be slow to answer? This is where learning to wait to respond comes in. Sometimes you don't have all the facts either, right? Sometimes somebody can just make a statement to you and you don't have all the facts, but you just jump right into the answer. Correct? You know what happens. You know, somebody spills something in the kitchen maybe. You walk in there and they begin to say, oh, this spilled. And right away you do what?
Freak out.
Wow, we got an honest group this morning. This is a very important sermon, evidently. And usually, you might very well, the person that's told you about the spill, you will assume what? They did it. They were clumsy. They knocked it over. And you have to do what? Tell them about it. Thus. Oh, remember slow to get angry? And maybe when something spilled, it was spilled also with your favorite glass, and the glass is broken as well. Oh, now see. See, I'm touching a nerve here big time this morning. I'm just giving examples of what might cause. Now, tell me this. Do you want peace in your home? Do you want peace in your home? Then you must be quick to listen. Live alone. I think it's time to end the sermon. You're right. Quick, I'm done. I'm done. I give up. Uncle. Listen to really understand a person's concern or complaint. I'm really trying to understand why. No. No, don't go there. I do have time at 3 o'clock in my office, however. So other than living alone and never being around any other people ever in your entire life, for the rest of you that would like to have good relationships and be with others, you got to laugh a lot, right? We have to become people that are slow to, quick to listen, slow to speak. Sometimes it's better not to speak at all back, right? It's slow to get angry. It's better to laugh about it, right?
Amen.
Oh, about that spillage that fell, you know, the glass had broken. Which is more important? That favorite glass that's... We do want this to end eventually, so. Which is more important? The person. The relationship. Peace, right? Peace. If we could learn to be quick to listen to what people, someone's concerns, and really listen and try to understand what's going on with them, especially emotionally speaking, slow to respond, asking God, remember that waiting on God earlier? How about we wait on God for the right response? Instead of reacting, we wait. And maybe it is something that God can intervene on and help on, correct? Because peace is more important, and peace in relationships is valuable and priceless. And before we respond, in anger, because very often our responses can be triggered and become, we respond in anger. That never brings peace to our relationships ever. So the four things we're going to do, church. Number one, we're going to wait on God calmly and secondly, we're going to learn to be quick to, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. You can do the count to 10, count to 100, count to 1,000. Call your friends and ask them to help you count. You could have a support group about counting, about waiting, if you should so need. Encourage each other. But catch yourself, because that's the missing piece that so many relationships have. All of us in a church family, you in your homes, in your work, wherever you might be, our relationships with each other and our relationship with God and our peace of mind is so important and so much more valuable than anything else we could have. So this Lent season, you only got four more things to do every single day on top of the two things you are going to let go of and add to, because nothing is impossible for God or for you. So let's pray. God, there's so many things that distract us and cause us, God, to immediately react or respond. So many things scare us, God. So many things harm us and hurt us. And so very often, God, we don't understand some of the things that happen. And we want, God, to be people of peace, peace of heart, peace of mind. You promised it in your word that you would give that to us, God. So we ask you, God, to bring peace, your peace, upon all of our hearts and our minds. In our daily time with you, may we wait on you quietly to trust you, to listen to you, so we can really understand you, God, and what you want for us. Help us to listen to one another, God, intently and with care and graciousness. And help us, God, to become more slow about our responses and answers. And God, especially, please help us be so slow to get angry. May we have your peace instead, Lord. You have taught us through all that you are how to be as people, Lord. And we want to be more peaceful and more peacemakers. So let your spirit move in us and through us, God, and help us this Lenten season to find the missing piece that so many of us need so desperately. In Jesus' name, amen.